A presidential preference election costs about $10 million. The legislature cut $6 million last year from the state's presidential primary election budget, and now officials are looking for alternatives. The presidential preference election is the only election in the state not open to independents, and Secretary of State Michelle Reagan says because independents make up the largest group of voters in Arizona, the state shouldn't pay for primaries that are closed to them. Reagan also says without state funding, Republicans and Democrats could decide how they pick presidential primary delegates. Doug Ballard with the Coconino County Democratic Party says if the state cuts funding to presidential preference elections, it would neglect its responsibility to promote Democratic participation. If passed, the bill would apply to the 2020 presidential election. Arizona residents have until February 22nd to register with a political party in order to vote in this year's presidential preference election. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.